We're all on this journey and we all are learning from one another. And this is what I love about the podcast is we're just able to highlight and elevate some information and also positions and people within an organization so we can get to learn more about each other, maybe de-silo a little bit more, but also learn from one another. And within Interior Health, we do have a welcome and acknowledgement of First Nations Traditional Territory policy. So around having a land acknowledgement, what does a land acknowledgement mean to you? And would you be willing to share how you do a land acknowledgement? Because again, we like to learn from one another and it's always good for us to share with one another how we might do that.
Yeah, sure, absolutely. I try and keep the land or territorial acknowledgement simple to try and keep the words meaningful and respectful and in accordance with the original intent of the acknowledgement, which for me is to affirm Indigenous presence and land rights, particularly in territories that have not been ceded in treaties or where treaties have been broken. The acknowledgement itself holds further significance for me because it does point to the colonial history of Canada that has created these institutional structures and policies that have been so harmful to Indigenous culture and well-being. And I do believe it is important to recognize that before every meeting so we can contribute to the deconstruction of those structures and policies that have been so harmful. And in order to make enduring changes, we need to remember that at every opportunity. I simply state for an acknowledgement, I am honored to live and work as a guest on the traditional unceded territories of the nation. Now, if I'm in Vancouver, my host nations are the Coast Salish peoples, and in the interior, depending where in the interior I am, the territories of the Tsunaha, the Sioux, and the Senex peoples.
Thank you. And also, I really appreciated how you talked about, you know, you have two offices or two locations and being mindful of situating cultural safety to place and stating the land and territories where you are. So what advice would you offer to somebody who's maybe never done a land acknowledgement before and maybe they're about to host a meeting or a gathering and they're looking for wisdom as to doing a land acknowledgement? What advice would you offer?
Well, I would advise somebody in that position to actually research why we do this and what it signifies. So when they give it, their words have meaning and they really truly feel them in their heart. And in that way, everyone can try and make a positive change in their day-to-day work by holding the intent close.
Have you ever had difficulty with pronunciating?
Always.
So what advice would you have for somebody who's maybe fearful of mispronunciating?
There's actually plenty of resources on the internet, including audio files and videos that will actually give the pronunciation of many Indigenous words and nations. And I do use those. I find them very helpful. I also listen very carefully when acknowledgements are given by Indigenous colleagues.
And I'm guessing that you also just give it the good old college try because there's nothing like actually putting the effort to it.
Yeah, you have to rehearse. And I rehearsed several times for today, trying to get those pronunciations right. And I know they will fall short, but I can only keep trying.
No, I love that too. Because one of the things that us, even in Aboriginal Health, that we speak of is, you know, we're not all fluent speakers to begin with, even in our own languages, because a couple of us are from the interior First Nations. But, you know, it's all about putting in the best effort and asking when in doubt if you have somebody that you can ask. And at the end of the day, all we're doing is giving our best effort and trying. And we know that when somebody offers a correction who's from that community or nation, that we take it humbly and continue to do the practice. Because of the importance, as you said, because it's about the importance of why we do it. And we're showing our humility when we're not experts in something. So really appreciate you sharing that, because that's something even myself, I'm not a fluent language speaker in the Okanagan language, or certainly not the seven interior First Nations, or Machif with Métis. So I'm continuing to learn as well. And I think if we state that, then we're giving people permission to be learners in this process with us.
Yeah, it's all a lifelong journey.
Definitely.